This is the BBC.
Here's your Wednesday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's Bambalaya Wednesday, so we give that a go. Also, we do another Google game, which throws up even more stuff you probably didn't know about us before. What are your parents' codes for special alone time? We find out. And is Brenda from Bristol really getting some club PAs? Find out on Real or No Real. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1's Big Weekend.
So we've got our location. That's Hull. We finally have our lineup. Awesome lineup reveal this morning with Grimmy. Oh, hi, Shawn Mendes. And now it's up to you to win your way to Big Weekend. The Breakfast Show is the only place to get tickets. You can win them to Radio 1's Big Weekend. And tomorrow is your next chance to get two tickets to the Saturday of Radio 1's Big Weekend, so you can come and join us in Hull. Look at some of the lineup. Lord's going to be there. Zara Larsson, Biffy Clyro. This is the only way in the world to get these tickets right now. So tickets for Saturday at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Hull. Pretty good, right? In addition, if you win those Saturday tickets, we will give you the chance to double your prize into tickets for the full weekend. You need to recruit a mate to listen to The Breakfast Show tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Get someone on board and tell them they've got to be listening to Grimmy at 8 o'clock. Could be your best mate who you trust.
It's incredible how few people seem to trust their best friends.
Right.
It's always parents at the moment. It's
mum and dad, brother, sister. When you enter, you must send us their phone number too to make sure they're up for taking part. So this morning on The Breakfast Show, Joan was the first winner to risk her Saturday tickets. Oh. And it was worth the gamble, you see. So she is off to Hull for the full weekend. Thanks to her mum for answering the phone with the key word, you see. Trust your mum. So listen to Radio 1 at 8 o'clock. Joan did well here.
Fiona, it's actually giving me heartburn.
Okay, it's all right.
Stressful.
It's going to be okay. It's okay. Fingers crossed for the mum. That's a bit too much.
Okay. Here we go. We're going to call Mum right now. She says it. Got tickets to the Sunday as well.
Go on.
Saturday.
Yes! Thank God! Hi, Mum!
Hi, Grimmy!
Hi, Mum! Phew! Right, so here's the question you need to answer if you want to join us at Radio 1's Big Weekend. Which Big Weekend artist released the number one single, Say You Won't Let Go, last year? James Arthur, Zara Larsson, Galantis. If you think it's James Arthur, text WINA followed by your name, age and your mate's phone number that you trust to 81199. If you think it's Zara Larsson, text WINB followed by your name, age and mate's phone number to 81199. If you think it's Galantis, text WINC followed by your name, age and mate's phone number to 81199. Question again. Which Big Weekend artist released the number one single Say You Won't Let Go last year? James Arthur, Zara Larsson, Galantis. Text charged at your standard message rate, only one text counted per phone each day. If you enter more than once, the others won't be counted, but you will be charged. Both you and your nominated friend must be 16 or over to enter. Terms and conditions on the Radio 1 website. Remember, once you've entered, you and your mate must listen to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Grimmy will give you a word that you need to answer your phone with if we call you live on Radio 1. Good luck with that.
Scott Mills.
Is the competition for Big Weekend making your head fizz a bit?
Are you thinking about the competition? Who would you have as your nominated friend? It's like next of kin situation, isn't it? Who would you have? Your mum? Your mum couldn't do it.
No. I mean, I'd like to say it was you, but I just don't trust you to pick up the phone.
I would pick up, but I'd stitch you up.
What? Why would you do that?
I don't know.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't do that. No, I'd want you to win the tickets, obvs.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, it's time for a Google game. We do this every now and again. We get given the start of a question at random, and then we try and complete the question. Just got to try and work out what we think one of the most popular answers will be on the internet, because you know it auto-completes for you. So, we're going to get given a subject now. Let us know what you think the most popular finish of the question will be to this. This is the start of the question.
Help me, I can't.
Help me, I can't. So what could the autocomplete be on that? I've got one.
I don't know if Woogle sometimes works by it being the most popular now. Do you know what I mean? So it's like what people would be typing in a lot of the time now. Because if that's the case, I'll be saying, help me, I can't deal with another election.
Well, related to that, my one, help me, I can't stop saying another one!
Another one!
Off of Brenda from Bristol yesterday when she found out for the first time that there was going to be a snap election.
Not another one?
Right, I need to seriously get over this because I've watched it so many times now and I was really annoying my friends last night by with whatever they said.
Yeah.
That my reply would be, what, another one?
Oh, yeah. And after you've had a couple of drinks, you're going to say it even more.
It's becoming the new yes, and it's only happened yesterday.
Do you reckon she's going to start doing club PAs and things like that?
Not another one?
She's the new Tom Zanetti.
Yeah, well, I did ask yesterday if we could find Brenda, but no one seems to have been in touch. All the leads went cold, to be honest.
The one I can't stop saying at the moment is, help me, I can't stop saying, a remix.
From People Just Do Nothing. Do you remember he did a few remixes for us, including Ed Sheeran's Shape of You, his own Chubbuddy G remix?
Remix.
You say it all the time.
All the time.
So we've got two so far. Help me, they're both help me, I can't stop sayings. My one is, help me, I can't stop saying.
Not another one.
And Chris's, help me, I can't stop saying...
Remix.
I reckon it is a problem.
There's loads of people right now saying, help me, I can't stop eating chocolate.
That's probably a popular one. I don't really... Here's the thing, you know, Easter. I didn't eat hardly any. I don't really care for it.
Yeah. But I've banked up a lot of them. Oh, I know one. Help me, I can't... what's the song? Help me, I can't stop the feeling. That Justin Timberlake song. And do you know what that song always reminds me of, Scott?
Go.
Our time in New York, where we went to a bar called Flaming Saddles.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know if anyone will have been to this bar, but this was like my 30th birthday, first night of my birthday, and we've gone to Flaming Saddles.
Mm.
It was ridiculous, and the song was on.
I was... would you say I was mostly the ringleader in making us go to Flaming Saddles?
Yeah, totally.
What I enjoyed about Flaming Saddles was... we said it enough now. Spawn.
It's an amazing name.
What I enjoy most about it was the bartenders, halfway through serving you a drink, you'd be like, hi, can I get a Diet Coke, please? And like, sure, wait there. And then they would actually get on the bar and start doing, well, some incredible dancing, the like of which I've never seen on a bar before.
I'm just thinking, for really popular answers then, I reckon it'll be people who can't deal with hiccups. It's like, help me, I can't stop hiccups.
Stop hiccups is good as well.
I reckon that's going to be on there.
I've got one more. Help me, I can't cook. And I've had enough of this.
Mm.
Like Brenda, I'm giving up, right? I thought that you could learn this. You can't. Well, I can't. To be honest, I found it as hard as dancing. Now, you know, for a while, I did try and cook a bit more stuff.
Yes.
Because there was a time where I was just doing chicken in a bag.
Yes. Or salmon in a dishwasher.
But I can't do it. Even, the simplest dish comes out wrong or really bland.
It's because you won't read instructions on anything.
No, but I'm following. Here's the thing,
right?
You think
you know better than everyone.
No, I don't. I've followed Tom Kerridge recipe. I've done a Jamie Oliver. And then even lower than that, easier than that, I've looked up easy chicken recipes.
Mm.
I can't do them.
No.
Why? Is it a certain knack that you have?
No, I don't think
what?
It is, because I don't think it's like drawing. You know, you can either draw or you can't draw.
I'm dreadful
at that, but you genuinely can't cook. You're awful.
Yeah, I can't do it. It turns out like some bland slop.
I think it's because you had a flatmate for a long time that cooked for you.
I mean, he was the best at it.
Yeah, and you didn't bother.
Mostly not anything else.
I think you struggle on your own. That's why I think if you did one of those shows like The Island or one of those survival shows, it would be hilarious, but you'd
be
useless.
Dead. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Do you want a recap on what we've... Well, and then we choose?
Yeah.
How do you want to do this?
Yeah.
Okay, so the question was, help me, I can't. You've got to also complete. We've got, I can't stop... can't stop eating chocolate.
Yeah.
Can't stop hiccups.
Loads.
I can't cook.
Yeah.
Or I can't stop saying remix or another
one. Okay. So what am I going to go for?
I think hiccups.
You think hiccups would be most popular?
Totally.
Because there are people, I've seen programs about it where they have it for 4 years and that would be a problem, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Okay, let's go for hiccups. Is hiccups in there as one of the most popular answers?
Help me. I can't shut my mouth. I can't stop eating. I can't sleep. I can't lose weight.
Oh, we should have done a lose weight one.
Yeah, that was kind of obvious.
Glaringly obvious. Once again, zero success on the Google game.
Scott Mills.
Oh, we should have gone, help me, I can't even.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Help me, I can't even breathe.
Cause internet.
Yeah. Mark in Essex says, yes to Flaming Saddles in New York. I know exactly where you went. Those cowboys. No, they are good, aren't they, in there? Cowboys on the bar there. Loads of answers that I really wish we'd said. Help me, I can't poop seems to be really popular.
I like this one from Hayley. Help me, I can't deal with my car radio, right? And from what I can see, the problem is that she's on volume 9, 8 is too quiet, 10 is too loud. And so she can't deal with the fact it's on volume 9.
Why?
Because it's an uneven number, I'm assuming.
Oh, people get weird about that. I don't really care.
Yeah, that wouldn't bother me at all.
You know, it's like when people, if they see like a plug that's switched on, but there's no plug in it,
yeah,
go crazy. Same.
But can you imagine being stressed out because the volume's on 9?
Yeah, some people would do that because it's not 8 or 10.
Mm.
But then 9 is just right, see?
Get this one from Craig in Wales. Don't start me off on numbers. Mine's even stupider. Has to be numbers or multiples of 5. Otherwise, can't be having it. His friends do it on purpose to annoy him.
Oh.
But there's a couple of people saying that they have to have it multiples of five for their volume.
Yeah, it seems like, there's actually quite a few people saying that.
Scott Mills.
Let's do it. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Oh, we need this today.
Shall I just finish myself off here and then I'll come see you?
In the shower there last week.
You're joking. Not another one? Oh, for God's sake, I can't stand this. There's too much politics going on at the moment. Why does she need to do it?
I love you, Brenda. Not your finest moment with one of our callers here.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's not the reaction
I
wanted.
Oh.
Well, I hate you. Should have cut you off.
I was
sticking up for you as well.
I hate you to one of the callers.
That was a bit rude.
1, 2, 3.
Ken.
Will they run down? Come on, boys. I hope this gives you an idea of the steepness of the slopes, because some of them are really steep. Come on, boys. Keep coming.
Ken Brown there on the course.
Ken on the course.
It's a usage from the Cotswold, so they know that in that, okay. Obviously, yeah. So just go up to them and say, hey, you're a hey, up, Doki. You're a mild mucker. Let's go for point curry chips down the pub, mate. And, you know, they'll say that, oh, she's really taken the effort to learn our culture and the way we talk.
Oh, so good, really.
Well, you better get ready for more planes, more banners, and more protests, because I'm not stopping. I won't stop, and neither will everyone else. People have got a voice now, and they're not scared to come out and say that no more.
Bit of Arsenal fan TV for you there, and from yesterday's show. Now we're going over to BBC One for Mary Berry Every Day.
Aww.
Now we're joining Mes Bez as she's preparing a religious-themed cake for the Easter weekend. And after hearing what he would do if he got near it, to be honest, no wonder Judas isn't allowed anywhere near the cake.
It's the longest gap ever.
So, that's a typical weekend for me, you know. I mean, I'd obviously a bit of lad banter with the Croft boys.
Yeah.
Probably be going out getting completely plattered.
Okay, let's have a Bumbalo Wednesday. Where are you, please? Who have we got? We've got Tim in Weymouth. Good afternoon.
Hello to Lauren in wet and windy Cumbria, bumbling like crazy right now. Lisa in the van on the M1 on the way home from an early finish. Big hello to Dave. Power bumbling right now.
We've got Kieran Rogers. Happy 21st birthday today. Having a little birthday bumbleo, which is nice.
Happy birthday and many more.
Many more. Michael in Swindon's on board for a bambaleo.
Bambaleo!
Loving the Gab Boys from Chris bambaleing his Bristol's off in the truck.
So my screen is now completely dying.
What's going on over there? There's a lack
of
shouts.
Carry on, my dear.
Oh, I'll carry on. Leighton in Boston right now, dancing his nut off. Leanne, Nathan, Damo, Anna, Ant bumbling right now. I think they're at the services.
Okay. The gap gets better every week, says Jono. He's in South Shields. Emily in Bolton, loving the gap today.
Colin and Pete, the plumbers. Oh, here we go. Ready? Clappy clap bit.
40 of those.
Anna Yen! Let's go! Whoa. Chris in Surrey. Richard in Barton, enjoying the sunshine.
Corin in Manchester, delivering false teeth right now.
Also, we've got Lexi on Twitter, loving the tunes, loving Bumbleo. Berger, bumbleoing his mows off in his tractor, his maize off. And Sean, who is also a young farmer listening in North Devon.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, it's bangers time.
Funny one, bangers today, from what I'm hearing. So the team here are telling me, because we don't know what each other chooses, right? And the team here are telling me that the one I've chosen is very you, and the one you've chosen is very me.
It's like we've stolen each other's identities for today's bangers. Mm. Yeah, actually, this is a song I heard in the gym the other day. I was complaining the other day that gym music's generally rubbish, but this came on and I was like, oh yes, I'll have that one, please.
It's funny because I heard this at a family disco and I just thought it sounded wicked at the time.
Two very different places there. Hello, Matt.
Hello, hello.
Lads, you okay?
Yes, very well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. Can you tell me the name of your six-a-side football team, please?
Do I have to?
Yeah, go on.
We are Lads on Tour.
Lads on Tour?
Yes.
Are you any good?
No, definitely not.
You haven't got that written on the shirts, have you?
We might have bought some kits with very bright orange logos. We might have done, yeah.
Classic.
Do you remember we once had a joint birthday, Scott, in Torquay, and we got written on the shirts, lads in Torquay.
Well, it didn't quite say that.
It did though. it said lads on Torquay. Lads in Torquay, sorry, and we had Tor, then a little picture of a key.
That's good.
And actually, we got the shirts made. A couple of us got the shirts made, and Scott was so disapproving.
Yeah, I actually did sit away from you. Do you remember at one point?
And then we had nicknames on the back. Yes, that one about being in Babacoom with a phrase before it. Yes,
was that on the shirts?
How you pronounce it, Babacoom?
Babacoom, yeah. Was it deep in Babacoom?
That was similar to that. Yeah. And we got that put on the shirts, and then Scott booked a lovely restaurant, and we turned up in those. And
I was like, take that off immediately.
Yeah, you weren't happy.
Okay, it feels like we've swapped bangers today. Apparently, I don't know what Chris's is, obviously, but this is what I've got for you today, Matthew.
Yeah, it's a tune,
isn't it?
Good for the weather.
Exactly. Rio, next guy.
Yeah, I wish I'd chosen this one. That said, mine is good, and I think you'd rather have chosen my one, if that makes sense, Scott. So my banger today is this.
Sorry, I stopped it in excitement.
No, but it's still a good song.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's Kelly Rowland, Work. But most importantly, it's the Freemasons remix.
Kelly.
Weird, isn't it, this?
That's really odd, isn't it? Because I could have easily chosen that, yeah. Oh, Kelly Rowland, who knows Beyonce there?
Yeah, yeah, big Kelly Rowland fan.
Did you ever see that article? It was terrible. About Kelly Rowland, and it said, Kelly, who knows Beyonce, was in a band with her, actually. Right, what are we going to do?
Oh, I don't know. This is...
I don't know which one I want to hear.
I don't know either. No, it's a really strange one today.
I'm currently sat very much enjoying the sunshine, so it makes it difficult for me because Kelly's a big idol of mine. But I like the sunshine song, so it's very difficult today.
It depends if you want to be, I think, a bit cooler or a bit more fun.
Yeah, I wouldn't say people consider me very cool, to be honest. So, right. So yeah, it's a big decision.
Sure.
I think I'm gonna have to stick to my roots and go with Chris.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Let's do this.
This ain't gonna be easy.
This ain't gonna be easy.
Oh.
I really enjoyed that, Chris. I did. I did.
Yeah, odd bangers choices today, but really good ones.
Yeah. I mean, if we're talking about robberies, it'd be up there with Great Train. But
do you think? But I think whoever had won today, there would have been calls for a robbery on either side.
I just didn't mind hearing either one. I'm absolutely fine that Kelly Rowland won there.
It's like a mutual robbery.
Put it in. Tune.
You love it.
Yeah, I do love it.
This ain't gonna be easy.
Yeah, where's Kelly Rowland, please? Bring her back.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Okay, Chris, what have you got for me?
Well, I've got to be very careful what I say here because I can't identify the people involved. Because I'm aware some of their work colleagues listen and will repeat the story and then I will end up in trouble.
Okay.
But this is regarding an awkward experience I had with a set of parents. Now, I can't say whether they are my girlfriend's parents or not. But anyway, me and my girlfriend were sitting around and we had this...
You're so bad at this.
We had this terrible situation, right? When the parents I cannot name...
yeah, I mean, they could be anyone's parents.
Yeah, they could be anyone's parents, right? Decide that they're going to have some alone time.
Oh.
Right?
Well, while you're in the house.
Yeah, yeah. And
my girlfriend... I mean, it might not be... Okay, yeah.
Yeah, whoever's house. Mm. But my girlfriend was saying that this has happened in the past before with the phrase they use to disguise the fact that they're having this alone time, right? And they call it... Well, the name for it... Let me just get this out there. The name for it is Tarzan and Jane time.
Oh, God.
Right? Which I found quite obviously disturbing. I found that quite an uncomfortable situation. But I was going to ask you, Scott, what signs, if any, do you ever notice when, say, your mum or dad and you happen to be staying around there? Like, how do they disguise it with you? Do they, I don't know, say they...
Well, they don't because they've separated, but... Other lovers? What's so much? Do they do like a...
Sometimes.
No, they don't.
Sometimes he walks around the house, kind of, I think as a joke, beating his chest and doing a Tarzan impression.
Oh, okay. Right, people are actually calling us about this. Chelsea, your parents do something similar, do they?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay, tell me.
Oh, well, basically, like, I'll be watching TV with my parents and it's like 8:30. That's not really a time to go to bed when you're, like, an adult.
That's true.
8:30.
But, yeah, like, just chilling, watching Coronation Street or whatever, and then they'll just be, like, yawning. And you can tell it's, like, false yawning. It's obvious over-exaggerated stuff.
Who does the yawning?
My mum will start it, and then I'll just be like, oh, God.
Okay, so I'll be the mum, Chris.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? And your dad.
So we're just watching Coronation Street.
Yeah, so here we go.
Oh, you look tired, wife.
Oh, 8:30. Should we go to bed? Is that what it's like?
Should we have an early night?
A little bit, I'm not going to lie.
So, yeah. The thing is, the whole time this is happening, you can see what's going on. You see one of them yawning, and because you're used to this situation happening, you go, oh, hang on a minute, the other one's going to yawn in a second. You know what's going on.
The worst part is they give each other, like, the eyes, and you're just like, oh. I'm third wheeling.
Oh, yeah. Oh no, okay, you're third wheeling.
Okay, and then I kind of don't want to ask, but I'm going to. Then after the yawning, what happens?
they're just like, oh, we're just going to leave you to it, mate. And then they just, like, go upstairs, and then I just hear the TV on, like, really loud.
And what are they watching?
Oh, like a bit of Friends or something like that.
Oh,
is
perfect.
It, is it normally Friends?
Yeah, actually, usually it is. The audience is in Friends laugh really loud, so that's probably like why they do it.
It's a funny time for your parents to go out there, because if you think about it, if they have got the TV on loud, that is what they're hearing as well, or watching. Yeah. So round about that time, generally, we're looking at what we're looking at here. Soaps, maybe Planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Planet Earth would be epic, wouldn't it? If you could hear Planet Earth coming from the bedroom. And
oh, darn, I've got a picture in my head.
Yeah.
Attenborough's commentary over the top of it.
And the thing is, your parents are doing similar stuff to what the animals are doing. It's unpleasant, isn't it?
Oh, don't.
Sorry. Thanks, Chelsea.
Scott Mills.
Oh, this isn't pleasant. My mum and dad called it reading books. They've done it for years. It's worse when they say, oh, yes, we read a lot of books on holiday.
Oh, no.
Jack in Winchester says, I can't cope with this cringe. I know, I'm sorry. So Chelsea's still on the line, off of parents who go to bed at 8:30 p.m. and put the TV on really loud because... because... having the...
Yeah, all right.
So, there is something else that we need to discuss, Chelsea.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about, what we were just saying then.
Oh, no, don't.
You do like to tweet about the boyfriend a lot.
I know.
Do you want to give him a shout out?
Hi, George.
Good old George.
Okay, so can you tell the listeners what you told me, what you've been doing recently?
Well, basically, I'm sure loads of girls do it, I hope. But because I live far away from Jordan, like, he lives in Yorkshire and I live in Northampton, basically, like, every time I go and see him, I just leave, like, an object at his house, like a hairbrush or a dressing gown or something, and pretend to forget it.
But you're doing this on purpose?
Yeah.
But why?
You're basically trying to move in on the sly, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, God.
So each time you go there, you're like, OK, I'm going to leave this hairdryer.
No, I try and think of, like, objects that are convenient to leave that I won't have to bring back. So, like, I left, like, a pair of shoes this time and a hairbrush.
No, but lots of people do that. If your girlfriend or boyfriend lives quite far away, that's a sensible thing to do because you don't want to have to keep buying lots of toothbrushes and things like that. You can leave certain things there. But I don't hear of many people who admit to doing this on purpose to try and further the relationship.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he actually thinks I'm doing it by accident. Once I left the top and he was like... oh, Chelsea, you forgot your top. And I was like, oh, it's fine, I'll just keep it there.
Yeah, just keep it there. Just put it in my drawer. Bet you've got a drawer there now.
You've got a drawer?
I do.
Yeah. And it's getting fuller and fuller, that drawer, isn't it?
Yeah, and he's not clicking on and I don't know how. Even his, like, roommate has said to him, like, his housemate has said to him, like, oh, I think, like, Chelsea's, like, leaving more bits here. And he's like, no, don't be silly.
The housemate's got it bang on. This is a hostile takeover.
What are you hoping to achieve from this takeover?
He'll just be like, you know what, since you've got all your stuff here, you might as well just move in.
The last thing to move in will be you.
What about if he hears this?
I know, that's what I'm thinking. I haven't told him.
Oh, you should try and move in bits of furniture and things like that now, like up the ante a bit.
He's like, oh, I've just left my lamp.
He needs to turn up. He needs to turn up. I think the next stage needs to be the bed covers. He needs to turn up and, like, redecorate his room.
Well, I've left a blanket there, like a really girly one, and he has it over his bed.
Oh, you're so good at this.
Yeah. I mean, it's convenient for him. He's getting free stuff.
Exactly. Will you keep me up to date with how this goes after he finds out?
Oh, I hope he doesn't, but thanks. Yeah, I will.
Chelsea, you've been amazing today. I love you. Bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
I get to play Real or No Real today, which is a little treat for me, eh? So... I don't know the answer to these facts. We've got to work out which one is which.
Ed Sheeran has revealed he kept his new Galway Grill tattoo, given to him in jest by Saoirse Ronan as a misspelling of Galway Girl, because it's actually his favourite restaurant in the Irish city.
Now, if that is real, if that's a real restaurant, Galway Grill must be getting all the business right now, because it's in a song. Well, not in...
Kind of, well, sort of is. I really hope there is a Galway Grill. And assuming there is, yeah, we need to go visit it at some point.
Yeah.
Do we think he... but do we think he actually cares about tattoos like this anymore? Like, he's got so many.
I think once you get to a certain level of them, you're like, it just doesn't matter anymore. You're just like, yeah, it's another one.
So you think he's happy now to get anything tattooed on him?
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean,
with that tiger, was that a real or was it a fake one? Was it real?
Yeah.
On his chest?
Yeah.
I mean, that is a mammoth tattoo and a half.
I'd like to see Ed Sheeran on just Tattoo of Us.
I thought you were going to say, I'd like to see Ed Sheeran naked.
No, I'm
just
not
to see
bothered.
Where they all are. Just mean
see how it all looks in context.
Yeah,
because it's true. Because you only ever see the odd arm. Or...
That's right. You see, like, imagine there's probably like a map. Like you could probably memorize it.
But I think he's got everything tattooed now.
Yeah, I don't think there's much more you can do.
Also, he's very good at keeping secrets. So let's say he does have areas of his body tattooed that maybe we don't know about. It's, you know.
Well, some people must.
Some people must know, yeah. If you do know, let us know.
Yeah, because I've only seen the arms and the legs,
yeah.
You know?
What else is going on?
Yeah. The Ed Sheeran Galway Grill tattoo. I mean, how would you get that wrong? That's terrible. But he's kept it because it's his favourite restaurant in the city. So.
But it wouldn't have even been a typo because you're adding extra letters to it, aren't you? An extra L.
Okay, so, because of that, I'm saying... Saying no real.
Nah, it's got to be no real.
That one is no real.
Okay, it was an intentional mistake by his friend, the Oscar-nominated actor, who's also in the forthcoming video to Galway Girl. But Ed kept it, saying it was just the sort of thing he'd do himself. So it does... Yeah, that's no real.
So it's got... Okay. So it's an intentional mistake. Then.
Yes. Yeah. But it does say Galway Grill. Well, that's terrible. That's on him forever.
So do we know if there is a Galway Grill? That's what we need to find out at some point.
That was made up, so I'm doubting it. And next.
Her Majesty the Queen is advertising for someone to live in Buckingham Palace.
Now, does she need to do that, do you think?
Well, it will help with the rent. In fact, the Queen probs doesn't have to pay that, does she?
No. It's just a massive house, though. She's rattling around there on her own. Mm. Well, and Philip Hobbs.
How amazing is that if you find that on Spare Room, though? He's just stumbling across. Do you ever do this on those kind of websites? Really, like, up the money on what you could afford just to see what you can get?
All the time.
Do you?
Yeah, and I love it.
Because I did this a couple of nights ago when I couldn't sleep. I had a go on, is it called Rightmove?
Yeah.
Went on that one, but made the kind of higher bracket massive, like pretty much unlimited, thousands and thousands. I was interested to see what rich people can buy.
Sometimes I'll, just for lols, go up to like 6-7 million.
Yeah.
Just to see what you can get. because it's...
It's crazy, some of the stuff.
I mean, some of the stuff is so nice. I also, as you know, look at pop stars' houses a lot.
Mm.
Like, I was obsessed with Avicii's house for some time.
Yeah, you do that. And then if I read a news article about someone who's gone to a restaurant and eaten... In fact, it never says what they've eaten. But if it says the name of the restaurant, I will then go and look at that restaurant just to see the kind of food they're probably... I know that sounds incredibly sad.
It's weird.
But I don't know why. I just kind of need to know what I would have chosen in their situation. Because all the menus are online.
You do this all the time.
It's really weird.
Like, if Justin Bieber's been somewhere... Like, do you remember when Justin Bieber went for that... pie and chips or something when he was here.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Justin Bieber, but when I heard that he went to a certain pub and he'd had a bit of salmon or something like that, I was intrigued to go on the menu, see what else he's kind of turned down or what he could have had.
I don't think the Queen needs anyone to live there, so I'm saying no real.
But she does need staff. And
true.
I reckon...
Do they live in, though?
Yeah, but they'll just pay them in a room because everyone wants to live in Buckingham Palace. So
do
I
they
reckon...
live there, do they?
I don't know. I guess so. I'm going to go real.
I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
Oh,
yes.
Okay, so it says here the royal household, it's true, are looking to hire a trainee butler to live and work at Buckingham Palace. You would be taught how to serve at state banquets and work under the master of the household. The salary is just over $18,000 a year, but you do get a cracking pension. Mm.
Scott Mills.
Is this true? Or did it get made up moments ago by one of our team who looks a bit like someone from the royal family?
Local celebrity Brenda from Bristol has been booked for a live club PA at Motion in Bristol.
Yes, Brenda. This is the lady that was on yesterday. She got asked, she got told in the street by a news reporter, BBC news reporter, that there's going to be a snap election.
Not another one?
And she's just everything. Love.
She's the best.
You're joking. Not another one? Oh, for God's sake, I can't stand this. There's too much politics going on at the moment. Why does she need to do it?
I wish we could get Brenda on the show. Bit of a Nuna Bingo, maybe. But has she got her first ever live club PA at Motion in Bristol?
Well, she's everywhere this week, and I've seen everyone tweeting about, well, I say everyone, not everyone, obviously, but loads of people have been tweeting about Brenda.
I just love the way the voice goes so high with shock.
Not another one?
Nightclubs can be really good at spotting people who are just really hot at the moment and then getting them in as quickly as you can.
Do you remember when White D from Benefit Street did a few club gigs?
Great example.
Yeah.
And then there was the Wheelstone Raider, of course, in the height of his success there. Mate, he did loads of them.
Did he?
Yeah, he was at loads of clubs.
What happens at a Wheelstone Raider gig?
No, but it's the same as we could say with anyone, the Max Branning or Ross Kane. You know, who was it who turned up? Steve McFadden.
Yeah.
Do you remember he was turning up at nightclubs? I think, I don't know if we made it up, but I think he might have done this. He gets there and he just shouts, "Get out of my pub."
That's not true.
Catchphrase.
Not true. Can't be.
And everyone goes mad for it.
What? So the Wilson Radio was like, "Do you want some?" Somebody does it.
Yeah, so he'll go out on stage. So all night long it would have built up to it. You know, the Wheelstone Raider is in the building. Everyone goes mad. And then he probably steps on stage. You want some? I'll give it you.
And that's it.
That's it.
Everyone goes home.
And then probably quick photo or Q&A or something. I don't know.
You know this
Q&A.
Guy? You know this guy?
Ronnie Bickering.
Oh?
Ronnie Bickering.
Oh?
Ronnie Bickering.
No, did he not get booked for a club PA once? But then it was cancelled.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, here we are. Casbar in Coventry.
So, Motion in Bristol, yeah, I think we've all been there. It's a good night out. So I think they'll have their fingers on the pulse. They've seen that Brenda from Bristol is doing really well.
And she'll be on stage at midnight going,
"Not another one!"
on the mic.
The crowd will go mad. Brenda from Bristol is 10 minutes away!
Not another one!
And then she goes, I reckon this could be real, you know. Do you think real?
I can imagine Brenda from Bristol on the poster with the words "guaranteed roadblock."
Yeah.
So I'm going to go real.
Tonight, Motion. I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh. No real. Although, if Ronnie Pickering can secure a club PA, then it can't be long before Brenda gets booked on the Bristol club circuit.
You just need to be angry on the internet.
At the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 20. Scott, you lost. You got 10.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1, Becky Hill. The lovely Becky is playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.